Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rock is cooking.
That's not the rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Every Tuesday at 9:30, he joins us, John Wehner, Pirates broadcaster, brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. And John, good morning. How you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Got back a little bit late. Long night last night in more ways than one, but ready to rebound this morning.
Yeah, hopefully the bullpen's ready to rebound, too. I know Nick Birdie wasn't available last night. Derek Shelton said that after the game. So he went to probably the next best option at the back end of the bullpen because he'd had a couple good outings to start the season in Michael Feliz. But Feliz gets ahead a couple of guys and then ends up plunking one. And then Kyle Crick comes in, a little bit of gasoline on the fire. And before you know it, the ball game's tied up. How does a team get out of its own way when it feels like the one spot in particular is kind of like a house of cards? Like one guy or a couple guys may have a great day on any given day, but then one guy comes in, doesn't have a great day, and everything falls down because of it.
Those are like the worst kind of losses. When you're up, you know, whether you're up one run in the ninth, let alone four runs in the ninth. I mean, that can't happen, especially with the shortened season. You got to find a way to finish that game. Michael Feliz, I thought, from what I've seen, has had probably the best command in the bullpen. And that's what's so shocking about last night is, you know, his fastball command's been good. His breaking ball, his slider, he's been able to dot that, and put that where he wanted to. For whatever reason, last night, he couldn't locate anything. And when you're up 5-1, you can't afford to walk guys or hit guys or give free passes. It's just, you know, free base runners. You have to make them swing the bat and earn it. And I want to say it was in Sunday's game. I may have even said it on TV. I think he was pitching. He was behind the count 3-1. I said, you got to throw a ball right down the middle. And he did, and he got a fly ball to center field. And I don't know if it's because he pitched on back-to-back days, whereas really no other reliever has, I don't think, the first four. So, you could kind of tell from the moment he took the mound, he didn't have the command. And, things snowballed on him. Obviously, Crick comes in and needs the big out. I think that's a tough spot for Kyle Crick because he doesn't normally come in at the end of the game with the game on the line. He usually starts, you know, as a Pirate, he started innings. He doesn't come in with the bases loaded and two outs against Ryan Braun. But that's another thing, too. Where's Kyle Crick's velocity? Why is he throwing 91 miles per hour? Why is his slider, a slider coming in at 77 for a back-end power pitcher? So I don't know where that is, and his command's kind of lost, too. So, it's just that they got to figure out. I don't know how they get out of their own way. They just go out there and keep playing and hope to have a lead in the ninth and that somebody can shut it down. But as far as I'm concerned, the bullpen has to throw strikes first and foremost, and hopefully they'll continue to get leads to protect.
I'm going to ask you actually specifically about Crick and the loss in velocity, because I was even thinking the other day, is this going to be one of those deals where he might get another outing and then all of a sudden we're going to find out that he has the all too familiar discomfort, whether it's in a shoulder, an elbow, a forearm, or something like that?
That's a great question. Hopefully that's not the case. You don't want anybody to be hurt. I go back to his very first spring training. I don't know, was that 18? I guess it was 18, maybe 17. And when we first saw him pitch down in Bradenton, his fastball was upper 80s, low 90s. He had a lot of cut to his fastball, didn't command it very well. And then they sent him out. He didn't make the team, and he came back from Indianapolis throwing 94, 95, 96. So I don't know if he's one of the slow starters. It takes him a few innings to get going, or maybe a few weeks to get going. Listening to his quotes and what he's had to say, he wants to be a back-end reliever. He hasn't indicated at all that he's been hurt or anything like that. I know they were careful with him last year. It seemed like he didn't pitch back-to-back very often. So I don't know if there was something nagging last year that's carrying over, or if it's just getting loose. But yeah, you hope he's not hurt. But you definitely scratch your head and wonder why 90-91 instead of 95-96. He averaged over 95 last year.
Pirates broadcaster John Wehner with us here on the Fan Morning Show. He's brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. Rock, let me ask you this. It seems to us, we were talking about it earlier, you got three guys at positions where maybe they're not optimal defensively. You've got Moran at third, Bell at first. We saw him back away from a throw in the top of the ninth that would have cut down the game-tying run. Gregory Polanco, even though he DH'd yesterday in his first game back, in right field more often than not. How does Derek Shelton juggle all three of these, or spin all three of these plates, I guess, when he's only got one DH role?
I don't think it's that difficult. You're talking about the three biggest bats in the lineup, so they have to play. I don't think they're going to destroy you. I don't think, Colin Moran made 13 or 14 errors. He makes the routine play. The ball that's hit Adam, he's usually, 13, 14 errors isn't a ton. I can't remember, how many of those errors may have cost games last year, but I don't think very many. Josh Bell, of course, we've seen, the throwing problems, and he's missed some balls too, but I can't sit here and say that it's cost them that many games. And they're productive bats to where, that you need them in the lineup. You need Colin Moran hitting home runs. You need Josh Bell driving in runs, and hopefully he'll get locked in soon. Gregory Polanco, we're still hoping that Gregory Polanco is the player that was signed to an extension that was supposed to be a big force in the middle of the lineup. He obviously has to stay healthy first, but when he is healthy, hopefully, he'll be that big power bat that you hope to develop into. Polanco, I haven't seen him throw yet, but apparently the arm has gotten better. I don't know if it'll ever be the same. I think anytime you have shoulder surgery, I don't think you regain or that the velocity that you had before the injury. But he can go catch the ball in the outfield. I don't think he's that much of a liability, but they have to be in the lineup because there's not much power there. So you have to sacrifice defense, even though you may have guys that have better range or will play better defense, they're not going to bring the bat to the lineup like those three.
John, one of the most impressive things about Brian Reynolds last season was the consistency. He was steady. And I remember hearing Joe Block at one point over the weekend saying that he's never started three games in a row and gone 0-for. Well, now he's at four games in a row. Have you noticed anything, even though it's the old small sample size, is there anything different about his approach, the pitcher's approach, or what's happening so far with Reynolds?
Just timing. For me, I think it's just timing. He's a little bit late on the fastball, which makes you cheat a little bit and get you out in front of the breaking ball. And every hitter that's ever hit has gone through it. And I am impressed that he's able to track the ball and he still has his patience. Normally, when you're behind the fastball and you're not catching up, you're not getting the barrel head out there when you get a fastball to hit, you do start to chase a little bit more. And he has been drawing his walks his last couple of days, and he hasn't gotten a lot to pitch. I didn't think a lot to hit the last couple of days either, but he's too good of a hitter for it to last much longer. And it is weird to see him struggle the way he has. There was a couple of bats yesterday that I thought he had a couple pitches to hit, and it's just like the fastball's beating him right now. It's just getting in there on him, and he's been out in front of a couple off-speed pitches where he rolls over instead of driving, into the gap or something like that. It might be the reps. Who knows? The lack of reps coming into the season. I know, you know, the first couple of exhibition games I saw him, he got to hit his first at bat, and not a lot after that. But, yeah, I think these guys will start heating up. I think, you know, trying to come into a Major League Baseball season facing these guys with these big arms, with like, what, a dozen or two dozen at bats, it's hard to do. You know, the guys that are off to a hot start, like Colin Moran, I tip my cap to him because he's been locked in every at bat I've seen him so far. And that's not normally the case. So, again, I think the timing will come with more reps.
Rock, real quick before we let you run, even though it's probably hard to wrap up thoughts on this subject in particular quickly, your reaction to what we found out about the Marlins yesterday. We'll find out more, I guess, today about the rest of their tests from yesterday and the Phillies tests, who played them over the weekend, but just your initial reaction to that.
Man, that's what you hope to avoid, and who knows where it started or where they got it from. I heard that, you know, that there might have been a flight attendant or something that before one of their flights they said there was a false test or something like that, I read. But what was amazing is how fast that virus spreads. You know, if you have one guy infected and he's around your other guys and now all of a sudden there's 14, man, you get another team or two, you worry about the season. You know, that's my thoughts. And so these guys got to continue to social distance, continue to stay quarantined and away from people because, boy, it could spread like wildfire.
Thanks for the time this morning, man. We will catch up with you again soon. Be safe, be well, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Very nice to talk to you, Jim Colony. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Stay in touch.
Take care, Chris. See you.
We'll see you, Rock. John always gets excited when he gets an opportunity to actually catch up with you, Jim. I love that.
I know.
He loves his Colony time. Yeah, we all love our Jimbo time and the expanded Jimbo time when either Colin or I are off. It's very exciting, and I can't wait. I'm more excited, to be honest, than ever to safely get back into the studio and to actually see everyone's faces again. It's been convenient working from home in some cases, but inconvenient in others, and that we don't get to see our friends all that often. Anyway.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.